people that Paul had suffered with.
保罗先知跟他们一起是经过这个苦难的过程。
These are the names of people who had served with him as he brought the gospel to different communities.
所以这些人呢是跟他一起，然后把那个神的福音带到各地。
These are people that he had gone on long ocean voyages with.
所以呢，他们经历了很多的地方，跟他们是一起的。
These are people that Paul had gotten to know very well as they ate together across the table from one another.
所以保罗跟他们也就是一起坐在同一个桌上吃饭。
And these are people who were bound to Paul in his heart.
所以这些人在保罗的这个心中呢是有很重要的意义在里头的。
You know, they had suffered rejection together for the name of Christ.
所以他们在这个服事的过程当中呢有很多是被拒绝的。
They had shared difficult and adverse circumstances with one another.
所以这个困难当中呢，他们是一起经历过的。
And so all of that bound them together.
所以呢，就让他们更是在一起同心服事。
And Paul feels great love and great affection for these his friends.
所以保罗对这些人有很深的，这就是友情在里头。
His co-workers with Christ.
他们会称他，就是保罗称他们是 co-worker， 就是一起同工的人。
He names Phoebe。
譬如说，第一个人叫 Phoebe。
And it was Phoebe who actually carried the letter to the Romans and brought it to the church in Rome。
Phoebe， 姊妹呢，就是把那个名单就带到罗马。
And this was an expression of great trust by Paul in Phoebe。
这个就是这个过程当中呢，就是 Phoebe 跟保罗之间有很深的一个信任的。
I'm guessing that Phoebe also had a great teaching gift.
所以我在想 ，Phoebe 姊妹一定也是有这个叫做教导的这个灵。
Because when the letter to the Romans was read in the church,
当这个罗马书被在这个教会当中宣读的时候
，then the people would have had questions.
姊妹弟兄姊妹们会有问题。
And they would say to Phoebe, "What do you think Paul meant when he said such and such?"
所以大家就会问那个 Phoebe 姊妹，当保罗讲这个的时候，他是什么意思
？So Paul had great confidence in Phoebe.
所以保罗对于 Phoebe 姊妹是有很重的信任关系的。
Paul mentions Priscilla and Aquila.
保罗有提到 Priscilla 跟 Aquila.
This married couple were also tent makers, like the Apostle Paul was.
他们是就是夫妻，支帐篷。
Chinsamo. And they taught the Word of God together.
所以他们就一起这个教导这个神的话语。
And they risked their lives for Paul.
然后他们为这个保罗就是有献上他们的生命。
So Paul says, make sure you greet Priscilla and Aquila, who are now living in Rome.
所以保罗在这个罗马书当中呢，就讲说一定要这个问候他们两位。
And then he says, be sure to greet my brother Epaphras.
所以他说一定要问候我的这个弟兄 Epaphras。
Because he was the first person to trust Christ when I preached the gospel.
他是第一个信主的人，当保罗在做这个福音传道的时候。
The first convert in all of Asia, says Paul, was Epaphras.
第一个在亚洲就是他是基督初结的果子。
And he says, now greet Mary.
他说问候玛丽。
Who has worked very hard for you.
他非就是为你们多受劳苦。
Greet Mary, who has worked very hard for you.
问候根据经文是玛丽亚安，但是她的名字叫做玛丽。
I wonder what she did.
不知道她做了什么。
I wonder if she was like the greeter who greeted me when I came to church this morning.
他可能就像我们这个叫做今天早上诗事。
Or I wonder if Mary taught the scriptures.
我 我在猜可能这个 Mary 也是有教导这个经文的。
Or I wonder if she was very faithful to visit the sick and she always knew what was happening in people's lives.
玛丽都知道到底这个人的就是教会的弟兄姊妹们他的生命的结果是什么。
Or maybe she was always in the kitchen serving others.
也有可能他就在那个这个叫厨房当中伺候大家。
But wherever their paths have crossed in the past,
不管如何他们过去可能就是一起同工过的。
Now Mary is in Rome,
就是玛丽现在在罗马。
And Paul says, I want you to greet Mary for me.
所以保罗说请问候玛利亚。
He says, greet Andronicus and Junius.
他也说问候 Andronicus and Junius. 这是在第七节的经文当中。
And he heaps a wonderful affirmation on this couple.
他对这一对夫妻就做了很深的一个叫做认同。
He says, greet them warmly on my behalf.
请问候他们，就是为我的缘故，请问候他们。
Because they were outstanding among the apostles.
他们在这个先知当中是非常优秀的。
So he publicly blesses and affirms them.
所以他在这个众人面前呢，就为这对夫妻就是非常强烈的认同他们。
How wonderful to be called an outstanding apostle by Paul himself.
所以先知保罗如果对这一对夫妻有这么深的一个认同的话，他们一定非常的好。
So he encourages them by publicly honoring them.
所以保罗在做这个事情的时候，就是在大众的面前呢，为他们做了一个见证。
He is generous with his praise.
保罗非常非常就是慷慨的，还有就是非常大方的，在众人面前为他的同工们做一个见证跟认同。
My dear brothers and sisters,
主内的弟兄姊妹们
，If you are generous with your praise,
如果说你是很慷慨的在大众面前就是赞美别人的话
，Generous with your encouragement,
就是很慷慨的，就是
Encouragement, blessing.
Okay, 奖励鼓励，你的弟兄姊妹们的话。
And stingy with your criticism.
要很吝啬的，不要批评别人。
Then you will have something in common with the Apostle Paul.
这样的话呢，你就跟我们保罗先知有相同的特质。
And then he says, "Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa."
他说在问候 Tryphena and Tryphosa.
What do you think of when you hear those two names?
Couple.
What do you think of when you hear those two names?
当你听到这两个名字的时候，你想到什么？
They're related. How do you think they're related? They're so their names are so similar.
Okay, 所以他们的名字这么相像，他们一定是有关系的，对不对？
They were sisters.
他们是姊妹们
，maybe even twins，
也可能就是孪生姊妹。
Tryphena means dainty， 、
yes.
very feminine。
Tryphena 的名字的意思呢，就是它是很有女性味，很有女性，很女性化的。
And Tryphosa means delicate.
Okay, 现在是在经文十二节当中，它的另外一个名字呢，就是非常的特别。
I think I'm making Tina work very hard this morning.
我第一次听到他那个，对不起，如果说我没有翻译好的话，真的很抱歉。I'm trying my best.
Thank you. So here we have these two probably adult twins.
所以这可能是就是成人的姊妹们
，probably never married，
可能是单身
，or else their husbands are not believing，
或者是他们的丈夫们可能不是信徒
，for no husbands are mentioned in the text，
因为没有丈夫们的名字在我们的经文当中是被提到的。
But he says, greet Tryphena and Tryphosa.
所以在十二节经文当中呢，他就说 greet 问安 Tryphena and Tryphosa.
Those women who work hard in the Lord.
所以这些女性们呢，在我们的神里头非常非常的这个叫做劳苦的为主侍奉。
My imagination just starts to go.
所以呢，我的这个想象力就开始了。
These two adult twins who were always at church.
所以这两位这个孪生姊妹们呢，她们一定一直都很常常出现在教会当中。
And they always dressed the same, so nobody could ever tell them apart.
所以呢，因为她们又像，所以没有人可以知道她们到底谁是谁，因为她们是孪生姊妹。
But they loved to serve the Lord.
但是他们喜欢在神当中呢，侍奉主。
By serving His people，
所以在这个跟人同工，还有服侍他的这个弟兄姊妹的时候，他就跟神在一起。
They serve the Lord，
他们服侍主。
By serving His people，
为了服侍主，所以他们就是服侍我们的弟兄姊妹们。
I bet they came early to help set the chairs up.
所以我想他们两位一定很早就来了，把那个椅子都排好。
I bet they came early and made the tea.
所以他们可能是很早就来，所以把茶水都准备好了。
Their love for Jesus was expressed by their ministry to the church.
他们对神的这个同心呢，就是在服侍众人当中。
And finally, Paul says, "I want you to greet Rufus and his mother."
最后在十三节的经文当中呢，请这个保罗又说了，请问安 Rufus 跟他的妈妈。
He says, "Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord."
问安 Rufus， 因为他是被神拣选的。
Paul didn't waste words.
保罗是很小心的，在他的言辞当中是非常小心的。
Rufus is the only one that Paul singles out and says he's chosen in the Lord.
所以在保罗的话语当中，他用一个话语是为主拣选。Rufus 是主蒙恩拣选的。
We know from the scriptures that all believers are chosen in the Lord.
在经文当中，我们知道所有的信徒们都是被神。
But Paul singles Rufus out and says, "Rufus, you're chosen in the Lord."
但是在保罗的名单当中，只有 Rufus 是被特别提到，是蒙主拣选的。
I wonder if Rufus was hard on himself.
他在就是Reverend Rample 他在想是说Rufus 是不是对自己有很高的期许
？I wonder if he sometimes felt insecure.In his relationship with the Lord Jesus,
不晓得 Rufus 他跟神的关系是不是有一些就是不太insecure 疑惑 ？Okay.
I wonder if at times he doubted the Father's affection for him.
他不晓得是不是会怀疑神是就是跟他有很深的关系，是喜欢他的。
And so Paul says, "Greet Rufus. He's chosen in the Lord."
所以保罗就说了，请在这个神当中呢，问候 Rufus。
Paul has no doubts that Rufus' life is in the hands of the Lord。
保罗绝对就是保罗先知，他绝对没有疑问，这个我们这个 Rufus 的生命是跟着神一起走的。
And then he says, "Greet Rufus's mother, who has been a mother to me, Paul."
所以他继续讲，就是 Rufus 的 mother 也请问候他。
What a wonderful thing to say!
多么好的一件事情，他这样说。
Greet Rufus's mother for me.
问候 Rufus 的妈妈，为我问候 Rufus 的妈妈。
Because she has been a mother to me.
因为她也是我的妈妈。
I wonder how she was a mother to Paul.
所以他就在想了，不晓得他是怎么就是扮演保罗妈妈的角色。
Did she fuss over Paul?
他是不是唠叨批评他？
Did she say to Paul?
他是不是对保罗这样说
？Paul, I know how forgetful you are.
保罗，我知道你是常常忘记事情的。
Don't forget to pack extra socks for your missionary journey.
当你在这个做这个服侍的时候，不要忘记多准备一些这个袜子。
Don't forget your warm coat when you travel.
OK, 当你在准备的时候呢，不要忘记要带一个比较厚的外套。
Paul, I made you some dumplings.
保罗，我为你准备了一些馄饨。
I want you to enjoy these dumplings.
就是希望你喜欢这些馄饨。
Greet Rufus's mother because she has been like a mother to me.
所以问候 Rufus 的妈妈，因为她也是我的妈妈。
Now, some of you are wondering why on earth I would choose this Bible passage today.
所以 Reverend Rempel 就讲，为什么你们大家想想看，为什么今天我选这一些经文？
All of these names.
这么多名字。
All of these people long dead.
这些人已经很早就走了。
Well, here is the point.
下面我要讲的就是我的这个重点。
The New Testament has a name.
在我们新约圣经当中呢，有名字。
For the community of relationships that we've just been reading about.
所以呢，它最重要的是，这个是一个社区，这些名字就代表社区。
The New Testament has a name.
在新约圣经当中有很多名字。
For the kind of relationships described in Romans 16.
这些名字呢，不是只是名字而已，它是代表关系的建立。
The New Testament has a name.
在新约圣经当中有名字。
For all of this mutual friendship.
所以呢，他们就是彼此之间是有友谊关系的。
This mutual affection between Paul and these people.
所以彼此之间，像保罗先知还有他的这些同工们。
For all of this service of the Lord for the sake of the gospel.
这些人呢，一起为神服侍。
The New Testament has a name.
在新约圣经当中有很多名字。
For the kind of community that Paul is here describing.
所以在这些名字当中呢，就像保罗先知刚刚所描述的，就是一个社区。
Love.
爱。
Affection. Blessing.
祝福。
Encouragement.
鼓励。
Public affirmation and honoring.
在大众当中呢，为彼此祝福，然后为彼此鼓励。
Sacrificing for one another.
为彼此牺牲奉献。
Serving one another.
为彼此服侍。
The New Testament has a name for that.
在新约圣经当中有名字。
The name is church.
这个名字叫教会。
The name for all of this is church.
这个名单的意思就是教会。
Love, affection, mutual sacrifice.
要有爱，对彼此之间要有很深厚的感情，还有牺牲奉献。
Serving one another for Jesus' sake.
服侍彼此为神的原因。
Saying warm and wonderful things about one another.
为就是彼此之间说一些叫做鼓励的话。
Speaking good about one another in public and in private.
说正能量的话，在大众的面前。
Sharing together in the work of Jesus in the world.
所以呢，就是彼此分享。
The New Testament calls that. Church.
新约圣经当中说这个叫教会。
So on this day when we will dedicate your building expansion.
所以今天是我们为我们的这个叫做扩建做一个贡献。
We thank God for buildings.
我们以神的这个名，谢谢这个扩建。
A building can be a tool in the hands of the Lord.
一个这个叫做建筑物，可能是就是一个神的。
A tool.
工具。
In the hands of the Lord.
在神的手里头呢，它可能是一个工具。
We are grateful for buildings.
我们谢谢有这么一个建筑物。
They are useful in the work of the gospel.
他们对于我们这个传福音是很有帮助的。
But the really important part of all this,
但是最重要的是
，is you,
是你
，the church,
教会。
Be the church,
在教会中
，be the church,
大家就是教会。
Amen.
谢谢我们的 Dr. Rampell 牧师的证道。 Dr. Rampell 是我们宣道会